So hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damon again.
And this is still the Unnamed Movie Podcast. Well, brought I don't know why I say still, because I'm pretty sure that you guys are going to be listening to this on like different days.
Yes.
And you won't care that we really are just continuing
what
from our last podcast. Or this actually might be the first podcast that comes
out.
We
are not sponsored by Al Jazeera.
We just went back in time. Yes, this is now the officially the unnamed Al Jazeera podcast.
Right. Does that mean this is where real journalism happens?
No, that is not Al Jazeera's slogan. That's not even close. Actually, if we're going to keep this sponsorship, you're going to have to actually turn on Al Jazeera at some point.
I don't have cable. What are you talking about?
Over the internet, Andrew Robinson, stop angering our sponsors. What's wrong with you? We're sorry
about
that.
Is this a foreign website? Can I Google Translate it?
Do you know what it is? How did we get this sponsor?
Wait, sorry. No, I'm not even gonna...
Ignore him. Ignore him. So we'll have to do some if we're going to keep the sponsorship, I'm pretty sure they're going to want Andrew off this podcast since he has no idea what Al Jazeera is. But for this week, while we have said sponsorship, we'd like to let everybody know that, you know, give Al Jazeera another look. It's pretty good.
No, I think this line of comedy is not working. Andrew, why are we talking tonight? Tell us, please.
Hopefully by the time this is up, it would have finally been the 1st of May, the day that blockbusters return to the theater, the day that we start to see the movies where, regardless of how stupid the writers were when they actually sat down to put pen to paper, we look at explosions and go, ooh, and ah, and say, this is awesome. And we try to block out logic out of our minds. And I wanted us to kind of talk about all of those movies. Talk about the movies we're looking forward to. Uh-huh. Talk about the movies that will be so bad we won't even bother to think that the explosions are awesome. And just talk about the movies that probably won't even make a mark on the year as we go by. And talk about this summer's films.
Is Andrew gone?
Andrew?
Hello?
Oh, wow. No, he's being an asshole. That's what he's doing.
I'm so
oh, you're such a dick. What's wrong with you? Now I'm putting the list back in front of you so I can't see you. Please continue to speak.
So Damian, you are possibly the most interested in these films out of the lot of us. I think I can say that without any problems.
Right, that's a nice way of saying I'm the dumbest of
But Douglas nods in agreement.
But thank you for softening the blow. If I had shame, I'd care, but sadly I do not. Yes, it is my time of year.
It's your time of year. So I don't want to start out with the movies that you're going to love, because that will take up like another 6 hours. Right? I want to go starting with the movies that you think are going to be so bad that we're not even going to want to remember they exist.
Fine.
Out of this summer.
The Wolverine will be the worst thing that comes out this summer. Fairly certain about that. If they think they can con me with another Wolverine movie, they've got... For me to spend money on Wolverine, this is what needs to happen. I'd have to win all the money in the world. And the only way to keep the economy going is to give money to the Wolverine. So that's never going to happen. A close second is Smurfs 2. Because despite me not seeing the first Smurfs, I'm just going to go ahead and assume that Smurfs 2 won't be much better than Smurfs 1.
By the way, I'm giving it a 4, so you're going to have to watch it. You're welcome.
No, I'll have to talk to Joel. I'll get you a 0, is what I'm going to have to do. And then everything else, even things that I'm not really that interested in, like the Mortal Instruments and some other shit, Douglas, please, I don't want to see limited release movies. No one cares, except Andrew, because he's an idiot. I saw a trailer for The Internship that looks also like it's going to be real bad.
Yeah, but really, I'm just hoping, because I have a very warm place in my heart for what I consider to be part one of that movie, which is Wedding Crashers. Right. That movie was great. I mean, I agree with you. That trailer looks horrible, but I hope against hope.
Is it just me, or has Vince Vaughn gone from being lovably, adorably funny to just being annoying the way he talks in movies?
Well, Vince Vaughn has
been terrible,
but for a long time he's been this way. Honestly, when I look back, right? Exactly, it's the quality of the movies. He was great in his first big hit, the reason why we all know him, which is Swingers. Thank you. I love Wedding Crashers.
Old school.
People love that.
Wow.
Love.
All right. Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would probably love that movie now, but just at the time, I wasn't into it. I don't think he's done very many other good movies. Has he? Correct me if I'm wrong. I just can't remember that many.
He hasn't done that many.
So I think, he's clearly a fluke. I think he is. Yeah. He is.
He just got some hits.
Yeah, I honestly think he is a genuinely funny person. And that exudes from him, even in his worst films. Even in movies like, what was it? The Vacation one. The one.
Oh, let's not talk about that movie.
Where Andrew dragged me to watch him, God. And some other bad comics go to some island getaway. Even in that movie, there were moments where I saw him and I said, you know what? You're a funny man. You're just never in funny movies.
So I want to add to this list of horrendous movies which are going to come out in the summer.
Percy Jackson.
That we're not even going to want to think exists. Yeah, I'm not even going to bring up Percy Jackson because I don't think anyone saw the first one anyways.
Enough people saw that they made a second one.
It took them this long to make it. So... number one on my list of movies which are going to be egregiously bad, Ripped. You guys keep
True
bringing
Grit
this
Part
movie
2.
Up.
Yeah, no, but Andrew. I agree with you, Andrew. That can Andrew, I can I tell you that is one of two movies this year
does not outweigh
that
how much I want
yeah to yeah that is one of two movies this year that I want to see that I know I'm going to hate. True
right
Grit Part 2, I know they are, and Red Part 2. I don't understand why I want to watch either of them. Actually, no, I do understand why, but. They're going to be horrible.
We're idiots.
You know what else is going to be bad, or looks like it's going to be bad, is Two Guns. Denzel and Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. No, thank you.
It does look pretty
it
bad.
It looks horrible.
And Mark Wahlberg has started out this year poorly.
Yeah, he has. He starts off every year poorly. Broken City looked good to me. I thought
City,
it would be nice. I don't know.
No, Pain and Gain and Two Guns.
The Lone Ranger. That's gonna be deplorable.
No, hold on. I remember that Gore Verbinski did Rango.
Yes.
Rango.
And if
no,
he
Damien,
can,
no.
If he can essentially make Rango, but with Lone Ranger people,
could Damien. He could also make Pirates, Tides of the Caribbean.
And when they put from the guys who gave you Pirates, I went, oh, for fuck. And then it was only recently I said, oh, no, he did give me Rango. And I'd hope for more. But at least, no, Lone Ranger has a chance of being good.
I suppose. I'll give
Red
it that.
Red 2 and Ripped have no not a one.
Yeah.
I mean, the summer has become a time that we can always expect for great Pixar movies. And
Cars
we're going
2.
To be seeing two films from Pixar this summer. And I don't think neither of them are going to be very good. There's going to be Monsters University.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be Planes. Mm-hmm. Their spin-off from Cars. So is it Cars 1.5? Cars 2.1? I don't know what we should call it.
I think if
Cars 2 beta.
If this summer...
Or Cars 3 beta.
If at the end of the summer, we look back and we go, both these Pixar movies were mediocre. I think all the reverence that we have for Pixar, we'll have to set aside. Because clearly the people who made Pixar, Pixar, is no longer there. They're no longer there. Whatever process they used to use in order to make these movies great has gone. It looks like the last time they used it up was for Toy Story 3. But I have to believe that somewhere in Pixar are a group of people who realize what people's perception of Pixar has become. It's gone from this holier than thou group of people that only makes hits to now, you know, they're making watered down versions of the things that people loved.
You know what happened? Let me tell you what happened. There are two similar stories here. Steve Jobs died. And
has literally nothing to do
both
with
Apple and and Pixar are doing nothing now.
Steve Jobs didn't watch movies, son.
He didn't watch movies, but he invested in them.
A Blu-ray player
he invested in
on
them,
his
though.
Mac, because Mac still don't play Blu-ray for the dumbest reason imaginable.
Right, but he was like a big
yes. He invested in a lot of shit.
Anyway, guys, we've all watched trailers for this movie. I think we all agreed that. I don't know what the heat is actually.
It is Sandra Bullock and the girl and the fat lady.
Oh, God.
It's going to be so awesome. Okay.
So we've all watched trailers for this other movie that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I think we all liked it. I am a little bit concerned, though, that it will probably be unsatisfactory.
World War Z?
No. That is also a concern, but not as bad as this one. I think that the... Oh, God, I've lost the name of it.
Holy shit.
Hold on a second.
This is impressive.
So you were talking about this movie, knowing what movie you want to talk about, and then you forgot what movie you were talking about while you were talking about
it. The Great Gatsby? Which movie are you talking... What are you talking about?
Shit, it's disappeared, but it's the end of the... the end of the world. Mm-hmm.
This is the end.
This is the end, not the world's end. No, that one, I have too much bias to not think that that's going to be great.
I don't think we've seen a trailer for the world's end yet.
I haven't, at least. This is the end, starring...
Everybody from
Judd Apatow's past. That movie looks great on paper, but I'm worried. I'm seriously worried about it.
Have you seen the latest trailer fight where Hermione just pops out of nowhere?
No, I don't think so.
It looks amazing. Yeah. Like, I know this movie.
The trailers that
it could go bad, but it looks so good. It makes me feel like I picked the wrong
you know what it is, Andrew?
Comedy for my list.
Andrew, you know. Did you pick the one with?
I picked the Edgar Wright one.
Oh, Edgar Wright. This one. Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna go with that girl. What's her name again from the singing movie?
Oh, we saw the trailer where they all went to the house and then the world went to shit. But that trailer looks amazing.
No, it does not.
I love that trailer.
No, it doesn't. And Craig Robinson is the devil.
Which movie are we talking about?
Oh wait. I think maybe we're talking about two different movies.
There's a movie where we saw the trailer where they had this house party kind of gathering, get together thing, and then it looked like outside the world was destroyed and they were having these arguments inside of the house.
Oh, it's a disaster.
It's a disaster.
Oh, no, not that one.
I've actually seen that movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of that one. I'm thinking about the one with Anna, she's in Up in the Air. She's in that singing movie.
Kendrick. You're talking about Drinking Buddies.
No, well, if that's the name of it, but I don't think so. It's essentially the world has ended. The rapture has occurred. Mm-hmm. The devil is now on Earth, and the devil is Craig Robinson. Rob Corddry is in it.
Drinking Buddies, I believe.
Okay, yeah. Rob Corddry is in it, and apparently they have to, or Anna Kendrick and her boyfriend have to execute some plan where they can lock up the devil for another 100 years or something like that. I don't know.
Sounds suitably dumb.
Yeah. But anyway,
it is pretty dumb.
But you know what? My problem is with this movie that we're talking about, Andrew. It's honestly, I think it's that I've been burned by that crew one time too many. I love them to death because they've given me some great and funny things. But I think at least until they build back that rep and come good for like 3 straight years, I think I'm gonna always have that concern.
So here is my pitch to try and see if I can help you out, to see if I can make you come over to my side. Like, taking away the burns, because when you think about those burns, those are burns where these guys are asked to just be funny under all of these things. But the last time that we saw this movie or the movie like this, this is a movie that was written by Seth Rogen.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
And the last time that he gave us a movie that he wrote, it was super bad.
Yeah,
right,
super bad, super duper bad.
So imagine super bad level super funny. Fly,
thank you, Dodo.
With all of these funny people actually having a funny script.
Yeah.
We assume that the script is funny.
Well, I mean,
because of the trailer.
Well.
Which is all we have to go on and bias. And so we're going to watch it. But Douglas is right to be, you know, cautious. Because, I mean, Douglas likes them more than me. And if Douglas is cautious, then I am understandably cautious. Because I don't think these guys are that funny.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, I think they are, or rather, they can be that funny. They have been that funny in the past, but you look at things like, and I know this isn't officially, you know, Apatow, but it's essentially his crew. You look at things like the Magic movie. What was that called? With Zooey Deschanel and...
Your Highness.
That was just...
The worst.
Atrocious.
If you even look at Judd Apatow movies.
No, most of his movies are good. Most of his official movies are good. I can't speak on that yet. I can't speak on it. I like funny people. I thought it was.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
So just like I know I'm going to keep sounding like, you know, someone who's just knocking on a dead wall, but the films that Seth Rogen has written for us, you have Superbad, you have Pineapple Express, you have The Green Hornet.
I thought you were going to mention that. He's just going to ignore the fact that he wrote that movie too.
I'm not going to. Okay. I was. he also apparently had something to do with The Watch as a writer.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
You know what else he had to do with as a writer?
So you're not helping yourself.
The Ali G Show. He used to write for that.
Booyakasha.
He wrote for the HBO version.
Like that show?
Well, I like the British version. I have watched much less of the HBO version, which is what he was attached to. But what I did see of it were blatant ripoffs from, and it's hard to say ripoffs, but it was really just copy and pasting Ali G from England.
What is Sacha Baron Cohen doing this year? Nothing?
I saw him in a trailer for something. I can't remember what though. I think it was a serious movie. I don't know. I'm sure we can IMDb him and see.
Yeah.
But he is another one that I have a little bit too much bias
for. Can we just start talking about the movies that we are going to like? No.
Sure.
Les Miserables.
Oh, that's what I saw him in. Yeah.
That was last year.
And he has nothing else coming out.
I know he's going to be in that Freddie Mercury movie if it ever happens. This guy.
So before we get to the big names, the ones that we've been talking about from like last year, looking forward to, I want to kind of knock some of the mid level ones, some of the ones which I'm not quite sure how well they're going to do or how well we're going to like them, but they're still names that we're slightly looking forward to. To give an example, one name in there which I think I'm getting more and more skeptical of as I get closer and closer to seeing it is Kick-Ass 2.
Well, I will always forego that skepticism because I was as skeptical for the first one.
It turned out
great. However, I don't think this is Matthew Vaughn, so that is a big...
No, it isn't.
But they have added Jim Carrey.
They have added Jim Carrey, and he looks awesome. But let me tell you what I'm actually not skeptical, but actually, well, probably I am skeptical, but I love this trailer. Have you watched a trailer for Prince Avalanche? I don't think this is summer blockbuster.
I did watch it.
But, oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
What did you think
and
of it?
And I don't know what to think of it. All I know is that watching it, I'm so happy that it's no longer the sitter David Gordon Green.
Yeah.
That it's something that I have no clue what I just saw, and I probably would even go so far as to venture that I think it looks horrendous. But I think more than anything else that the trailer is probably not a good representation of whatever the movie is actually going to be.
Wow, you're totally on the other end of the spectrum, because while I, again, have my concerns because Paul Rudd is great and funny, but generally not in good movies, I really like this trailer. I have my concerns because actually both stars, while I like both of them, they don't make good decisions. Paul Rudd and Emile Hirsch. And I don't think I need to really mention...
Make a t-shirt that just says, say no, and then have Paul Rudd's name.
but Damien, have you seen his trailer or no?
Yes, I have.
What did you think of it?
I say no to Paul Rudd.
Okay. But this is now David Gordon Green, who has given us some... He gave us Pineapple Express, which was... I mean, I don't think you can argue at how great that movie was. But he has also given us things like Your Highness. And so I don't know exactly where to fall with him, especially because I think while he's trying his hand at this comedy thing, I think he really comes from a dramatic background and has done well with that, because I've seen a couple of his dramatic movies that are good. But this movie looks like, you know, the sort of Jermaine Clement type of comedy, you know, the Eagle versus Shark, the Monty Python without the laughs kind of comedy. But for some reason, I'm always drawn to that kind of comedy. And I think I'm just a crazy person. And that kind of comedy is always, there is never any middle ground. It is hit or miss. And if they hit it hard. And if they miss it wide. And I think that's what this movie is going to be. And as I said before, I don't know when it's coming out. I'm speaking out of turn here. It's probably nowhere near the summer, but I just saw this trailer today and was...
It is a summer
it
release.
It is? Okay.
It's a limited summer
I'm
release.
I'm great. I love that trailer. That trailer was hilarious as far as I was concerned.
I saw Paul Rudd on immediately. Paul Rudd, I'm not doing this with you anymore.
So another movie in this list where I'm looking forward to it, but I don't think I have that much grounds to be looking forward to it, is a small movie. It's called The To-Do List, which is a film starring Aubrey Plaza, where apparently she feels the need that she has to complete this long list of sexual activities that she wants to get done, right? And I can kind of already write that movie in my head as to what it's going to be, but I like Aubrey Plaza so much. I don't know. Between Safety Not Guaranteed as well as Scott Pilgrim versus the World, Aubrey Plaza is almost perfect in my mind. And she just has that perfect tone. I mean, I've even seen her in a few episodes of Parks and Rec, which is a show that I haven't watched religiously. But she's great in it.
Yeah, and you know what? She's into that she kind of... I mean, she's kind of herself in everything, but she's also in Funny People. She's the lady that Seth Rogen...
Yeah, she has a few scenes. She's the female comic.
Yeah.
Who I really liked her bits when they had her stand-up comic in the movie. Mm-hmm. And I know Damien didn't like that movie or whatever, but he can go and jump off a cliff as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, because there's some funny bits in the movie. It should be great. Oh, yeah. It was truly, truly terrific, that movie. Holy shit. So much laughter. They put out Funny People Live, which was a one-hour thing where they just did the stand-up portions. That was better than that shit-ass movie that you guys made me watch. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. You know what's another... Well, I've been... What I've been trying to do...
Wait, hold on. Before we continue...
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to ask Damon, because he hasn't said anything.
Mm-hmm.
What did you... Have you seen the trailer for The To-Do List? Are you at all interested or care about Aubrey Plaza being in her first, I think, lead role in a film?
Wasn't she technically the lead, though, in Safety Not Guaranteed?
She was a co-lead, I guess. Yeah.
I think Yeah, I think that was very much a spread out movie where it was kind of between her, Jake Johnson, and Mark Duplass.
No, I would definitely not bring in Jake Johnson into
Jake Johnson
that.
Jake Johnson was there for comedy relief.
I think it was her and Duplass were the two main characters.
Although I liked
movie.
It every time it was on screen. So funny.
I like him.
I like a lot.
Even in new
that is why I like him.
New Girl. I mean,
he's the only.
Have any of you guys seen Ceremony?
Yes, I have. That's the one.
Which one is that? Is that the one with
Kill Bill?
That's
Girl,
the one with
right?
Lee Pace.
With what? Sorry, Andrew.
With that's the one with Lee Pace.
Yes,
and
that's what I
Jake
it
Johnson
yeah.
is it as
no,
well,
and
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman. Yeah.
That trailer looked Ceremony. Nice though. I liked it.
You are. In,
I like Jay Johnson
you
in
are
that
in
movie.
For a bad time if you go in wanting to like that movie. It's mediocre. It's not bad. It's definitely not a bad movie.
Yeah, I kind of have a bias for Lee Pace because of Pushing Daisies.
What about Uma Thurman?
Well, Uma Thurman, she is just an actress as far as I'm concerned. I've seen her in good things, but I've also seen her in really bad things, so.
What's the one
I always
shark?
Remember Super Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah,
Super Ex-Girlfriend. No? Yeah. So what I've been doing lately is I've been using my XBMC box for things that XBMC can do, like watching YouTube videos. And I follow trailer pages. So I actually now watch some trailers, which is why, you know, Prince Avalanche I saw today. I also saw today a trailer for something I know Damien will like because it's I have no... actually adopted this girl as well.
Yep.
Britt Marling is in a new movie. It is going to be a summer movie. I don't know about blockbuster.
She and Ellen Page. Which
and Ellen Page, yeah.
Let's
are
go
you
there.
Kidding me? The yes. East?
I want to see
that
movie
so
bad. That
movie looks so bad.
No.
I want
that
to
movie
watch
looks
everything
so good.
About that movie.
Yeah.
Andrew, you're so wrong. So
Alexander Sarsgaard or whatever.
Lars von Trier presents.
I love how you like him now for his 5 second portrayal of the groom.
Yep.
The onion
where he
groom.
Goes like, you're a bitch. You slept with that guy. I'm gone.
Yep. That's all I needed for von Trier to stamp him with his seal of approval.
Yeah. No.
When
this
is Nymphomania coming out? Is it coming out?
I think that's a next year thing.
Yeah, probably. But this movie looks awesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
watch this a lot.
And you know what? You know what? As I think about this trailer, this movie is quite similar to another movie that was my number one movie of last year, The Sound of Her Voice. People try and get into infiltrate some secret organization and, you know,
craziness
for their
happens.
Own reasons and craziness happens. Yeah.
Did I tell you that I watched that movie again, right?
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh,
what right. What was the verdict?
I think I like it more the second time than the first time. Because a lot of the weirdness from the first time kind of went away. I knew what I was going in, but I still don't think it should have been a number one.
No, that movie is so good.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that. And if we were to do it over again, it would probably end up in my top 10. But there's no way it is number one. I'm saying you're wrong. Looper is number
one.
You
say that all the time.
Looper
so,
is number one.
Yeah.
You're wrong. what on earth are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about...
summer movies.
Summer
right.
movies.
Andrew wanted us to talk about the ones that aren't the obvious ones. I'm looking forward to The Great Gatsby so much. The book is awesome. Leonardo DiCaprio is awesome. If this fool would get back to the list,
that's what I was looking
awesome.
For. I found it. Yeah.
you know, when I haven't read the book, but watching the trailers, I've already kind of guessed some of the things that are going to be in this movie, and I kind of asked a few people, and it's true. The Great Gatsby as a book is kind of a big influence into one of my favorite shows, Mad Men. And now I'm even further interested into seeing the Great Gatsby film because, I mean, anything Leonardo DiCaprio at this point. Yeah. I've been watching Django on a loop for the last week.
Django.
Alright.
I just keep watching that scene where he breaks, where he just kind of tells them to put their hands on the table and has the hammer out. Oh, yes. I love that scene.
Yeah, so that movie is great. No, despite the trailer's best efforts, I would like to see Elysium.
Really? Which one's Elysium? Matt Damon?
Neil Blomkamp, Matt Damon, yeah. The trailer is terrible.
I don't think that trailer is a great trailer, but I do think it promises a decent movie.
If someone said, the guy what gave you District 9 is putting out another movie, the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how terrible the trailer is.
Is Charlton Copley anywhere in that movie?
Yes, he is. He's in the trailer, as a matter of fact. He's the guy with the beard. He's the bad, the antagonist looking guy with the beard. He is that guy.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. Charlton Copley is in it. I'm in.
Wait, how many movies has that guy been in? He needs to be in more.
He's been in 4. He's in 2 Neil Blomkamp movies. And Moonlight as A-Team guy, and was in something else for like a second. But he's busy being in Neil Blomkamp movies.
He's in Spoon.
That's terrific.
So I want to watch that movie. Also, that's the name of one of my favorite bands. So I have to watch that movie.
Sad little man. Even though every fiber of my being is telling me that something terrible is going to happen, when I go and watch After Earth, I want to watch After Earth.
Oh, wow.
I'm still not sold on it. I just can't.
Yes.
I don't think Damien is
either. M. Night, if M. Night was not attached to this project, I'd be so gung-ho, it would be ridiculous. But that lunatic is still a crazy... I fear that at some point, his M. Nightiness will take over and it will devolve into garbage.
So, can I talk about something in the opposite direction now? And I know both you and Andrew love this trailer, but I am nowhere near convinced it's a Purge.
It's not the trailer per se that I'm.
Oh, it's just a concept.
I like that concept.
Well, alright, fair enough. Yeah, the concept is okay, but.
Yes.
Damien, yes. Would you like that concept implemented in the real world?
No. It only sounds like a cool concept because you're only thinking about it for as long as the trailer lasts. If you had to sit down and think about what the ramifications of making a world where you get one day and you can commit any crime you want, it doesn't really work because for the rest of the days, how do you fix that? And how do you deal with the ramifications of, I know that that person beside me murdered whatever. What?
And how do you not die?
Exactly.
You know, like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
You do what they did. You build a house with steel doors and you just press the button at 8 o'clock and you're like, I'm not talking
because
to you.
Because grenade launchers don't exist in this world. You want to kill somebody, there's ways to kill people.
Yeah, but this movie, I don't...
But I like the concept. I want to see the concept how they could explain be
good.
Away
it could be good. Things. But I don't see it. And you know that is significant for me because it stars one of my favorite people. He's great.
He has 2 movies that are almost perfect. And he's going to put out part 3 of that.
Actually, part 3 has come out already. It's just that we are... At first, it's a limited...
He's going to put out part 3. Have you seen it? It doesn't matter. I keep telling you, how does it matter if you have no access to the movie?
Fair enough.
It is not out.
Fair enough. It's not out for us.
Okay.
But he's also been in a lot of other good movies too. He's in War Kings, King of War. Lord of War.
Lord of War.
Yeah. He's also in Training Day. He's great in a lot of stuff, and he's in a lot of great stuff. So I really like this guy, Ethan Hawke.
But The Purge wasn't because big. The Purge was middling. That was not going to be I don't think it's going to be any big blockbuster. If it's good, I hope so.
What I'm really looking forward to is coming out next week, man. Iron Man. Oh,
well, we know that now because you have an irrational love of Iron Man.
I do. I think it just it all boils down to my irrational love for Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, fair enough. Part two awesome. Must have killed you to
it,
watch.
Oh, it did. Oh, my God. To this day.
Is it weird that I still kind of like part 2?
Yeah, yes, it is. extremely weird. Some would say borderline ridiculous.
Like, I know it's not as good as the first one, but or when I watch it, I still kind of enjoy myself.
Andrew, I still want to enjoy that movie. I still watch that movie with the intention of enjoying it and cannot.
It says, look, you cannot like this because we've... Speaking of trailers that came out recently that makes me excited, mm-hmm. that Thor trailer looks
There's a Thor trailer?
Great.
I didn't watch that. It
looks
yes, it is.
Great. As if someone sat them down and said, hey, we probably need to make a better Thor movie than the first
Damn
one.
Damn right you do.
And then you have that shot of Loki in prison just being like, hey guys,
Loki's just sitting
there
in prison and Thor has to make some deal with him. So Thor is like, if you attempt to do any Loki-ness, I will murder you.
So Douglas, if you thought that when Avengers was over, you could live without Tom Hiddleston in Marvel movies, it's not happening. We're
is
going to
Loki?
Get more awesome Tom Hiddleston.
I don't know who
but
Tom
But everybody
Hiddleston
loves
is.
Loki. He's the one bad guy that everyone has some sort of affinity for.
Actually,
Douglas has been fighting out Loki from day
one. I'm just fighting out everybody in that movie. That movie was not good, and I did not enjoy it.
I remember your initial Avengers thoughts. It was like, fuck Loki.
No, it was fuck Loki because Loki is a part of Thor.
Yeah. Right. It was just residual hatred of the Thor movie.
I mean, in itself, he was a bad villain, or at least I did think so at the time. But that's really a part of my Thor hatred. I still do think, though, he's kind of a weak villain, but Avengers was kind of awesome.
Yeah, but he's so slimy. Mm, yeah, I like
it. No, but not in a good way. In a spineless kind of way.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. He's like a dirtbag.
He's a dirtbag, but he's a weak
dirtbag. No, I'm not talking Avengers, I'm not talking about Thor is bad.
No. Fuck Thor. And wait, sorry. Can you say that one more time?
Thor is bad.
Oh. That feels so good. You know why? Because I know Andrew still loves it. But on day one, when we all chimed in on how good or bad it was, you were on the side of Andrew. You were...
When you show a lightning guy murdering giant creatures with a hammer, I have to be on board. Because my brain is not able to process anything else. Thor hit
Remember
shit
when we started this
amazing.
Discussion, Douglas? We started out pointing out Damien as the stupid one.
Right. And right. I have to accept when I am wrong.
Thank you.
Because I am wrong a lot. Especially with summer blockbuster type
movies. Oh, yes. I think we all kind of have that problem.
I'm still the one that loves both Matrix 2 and 3 in their entirety.
Wow.
Even though I've made supercut of Matrix. But
so, as a side note, since you guys have brought up things like the East and such, just to bring it up, because I kind of want to mention these limited release films. One that I really, really want to watch, The Bling Ring, which is the latest film from Sofia Coppola.
Andrew Robinson.
Soko, whoa. Yes. Oh, Soko?
Soko has a new trailer.
I need to watch this.
Yes. It is apparently based on a true story.
Oh, wait, no, I have
group
watched
of
this
teenagers
trailer.
Who go and rob
Hermione
Hollywood
is in this trailer,
yes,
isn't
Hermione.
She?
Yes, Hermione is in it. I want to watch this movie, guys. I need more Sofia Coppola film.
What was the last one? Something?
Yeah, somewhere.
Somewhere. Nothing.
Yeah, that one was
to remind you guys that is the caliber
that
we're dealing with.
But remember, you've also got his other things. I know you don't like them, but
right
look at it from our point of view. Okay?
Right. You're both
at least
wrong.
We're wrong, but I love The Virgin Diaries.
This is,
just imagine
this is the kind of thing which makes me kind of hate the arbitration idea. Because we're going to come in one day and say, yo, Damien, The Bling Ring is the greatest thing of all time.
And that is,
and you're going to say no.
Yes. And then you are going to have to convince Joel. And
yeah,
I
but it doesn't matter. Because I assume none of us would know. Even if we...
None of us do, but it's
would,
something like that, is what
yeah,
I'm
saying.
I
see you, Andrew, but none of us would pick Bling Ring, I hope, because we know Soko don't make money.
Yeah.
Soko
are good movies.
Shut the fuck up. But no.
All right. So let me
think about
let me give a more realistic example.
Right, you're Lost in Translation. The terrible is one awesome. That she put out. So forget that last
right,
one.
Right, I understand
but,
that you
I mean,
guys are excited.
She's got like 5 movies, mm-hmm. and out of them, I think 3 are great. Mm-hmm. One is pretty decent, and the other one is just trash. Right. So, I mean, that's 3.5 out of 5. It's not bad.
I get
it. She has 4 movies, and 4 are great.
4 is only 4?
Disregarding some nowhere or something or somewhere.
Somewhere is one of them. There's Virgin Suicides. Mm-hmm. There's Lost in Translation. Mm-hmm. There's Marie Antoinette. Mm-hmm. There's Somewhere. Is there another movie?
I thought there was another one. There isn't another one?
The another one would be this one, which is coming out, and I'm not counting it because I haven't seen it yet. So, 4 movies.
What about Lost in Translation? Did you call that?
I counted that, yeah.
Right. Is there anything, any other
to give a more realistic example of me fighting out arbitration, yes. when we eventually get to fight mm-hmm. on what I imagine, I estimate all of us will feel about Spring Breakers, it's going to be it's going to be dark.
Like it's
going
to be $20 million, so who cares? Who gives a shit? And it's made nothing worldwide.
So the movie needs to make money for us to...
In order for me to have a real fight, because there's no point angering Joel over $5 million
until the end of the year.
Right, when the end of the year comes, then maybe, but not right now. Joel is a busy man.
Anyways, one movie I kind of want to bring up because for some reason, every time I see the trailer when I go to the theater, I get more and more on board with this movie than I was when we first talked about it. And I'm now just waiting for it to come out so I can go straight to the IMAX and see it on the greatest screen ever, Pacific Rim.
I knew it. I knew they were going to con you into watching this.
Which one is Pacific Rim?
The giant robots one.
Giant robots versus giant monsters.
The guy that gave us
Hellboy. Directed by Guillermo del Toro.
Benicio del Toro.
Not Benicio del Toro.
Idris Elba.
Fuck.
With Idris Elba keeping his speeches.
They have the same last name.
We are cancelling the apocalypse.
The sad thing is,
I really
like
that trailer
now,
guys. I'm sorry, I was bad on it.
Because
negative.
I love Benicio del Toro.
Is it sad that I'm trying to, but I still can't remember his first name yet?
Guillermo.
Guillermo, thank you.
I said it at the beginning.
I love Pan's Labyrinth. Enough that no matter what he does for eternity at this point, I will always remember and only remember that he made Pan's Labyrinth and will watch anything else that he makes. And so... that is the reason I'm going to watch Pacific Rim. I do not expect to come out of that movie and enjoy it. I expect it to be worse
Luther
than
count
the
as a summer
Hellboy.
Blockbuster? Because I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, okay, it does.
Cool. Is that starting in the summer?
I don't know. Actually, to get into like kind of the kiddies realm, you know what movie I'm actually... since I've seen the trailer, I am looking forward to...
Despicable Me, Dose.
Not really.
What? The Minions?
No, hold on. I kind of like the first movie, but only kind of. I think I'll probably also kind of like the second movie.
Fair enough.
So, like, I'm not against it, but I'm not saying that I'm, like, waiting with bated breath. Yeah. But what I am kind of looking forward to, and I'm happy because I think it will make a lot of money and it's on my team, is Turbo. Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah. That movie doesn't look interesting at all.
So bad.
No,
so
I love
boring.
That there's this trailer where he's... practicing because he wants to be like a race car and he's going at like 2 miles a fortnight, and it's just that to me was hilarious. Fair I'm enough. Sorry.
I saw that and chuckled.
And then he magically becomes a race car when he goes through a race car.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I'm hoping.
Speaking of race cars, yeah. There's the Formula One movie that's coming out.
Oh, that look.
That's
why?
Yeah.
That movie looks... Well, I guess I know you have that bias because you really like Formula One. But that movie looks bad and Thor is in it. And he still hasn't...
Then in like 2 weeks he's going to come out in Thor.
Yeah. Until Thor 2 comes out and it blows my mind, I'm still going to have that negative bias towards him. Is Idris
going to be in Thor 2, Andrew? Do you know?
I don't know.
I know that... I keep forgetting this dude's name and he was... He's the...
Anthony Hopkins?
No. There's a black guy he's in Pain and Gain, and he's also going to be in...
Anthony Mackie,
well done.
Oh, wow.
He is going to be in Thor.
I don't know about it. That guy is so...
Isn't he supposed to be in Captain America?
Is he?
Or was it... No, is it Captain America that I'm thinking
it's
about?
It's Captain America he's going to be
Captain
in.
Captain America, right. He's going to be in some comic book movie.
And I know there's no way that they're going to be crossing actors
in different characters
in the Marvel
Captain
Universe.
America, I was thinking about not.
Right. Well, nothing. Guys, can I just put it out there and say I can't wait until I see Tyler Perry's Peoples? Yeah?
Me too.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why Andrew put this on the list.
I think I'd shoot myself. Why did Andrew put this on the list?
I think Craig Robinson.
Yeah, Craig Robinson is in that one. I saw the trailer for that recently. Right. That looks horrible.
They're my people.
So let's just go for it. Yeah. We're going straight to the obvious ones, to the ones that we've
of course.
Been toting.
Two guns.
Fuck you. Fast 6, Hangover 3. What else are we looking for?
I'm actually not looking forward to Hangover. Part 2.
Every time I watch that trailer for Hangover 3, I just love that last bit with him in the parachute going, I love cocaine. Like, I'm sorry. Ken Jeong just makes me laugh.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't need the trailer. I know that part 2 was not as good as part 1. I still enjoyed it. And I feel like I'll still enjoy part 3. So I'm looking forward
to it. Ken Jeong is now tied to season 4 of Community. Changnesia. And I think that might be what is holding me back to... I'm just not as excited as I probably should be for the Hangover.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just watch Hangover 1 again and remind myself of why I love
it. Actually,
can I tell you that this is possibly the weirdest movie for me to think, like, is it 2008 where Hangover 1 came out? Mm-hmm. Where I can't imagine that they actually got to make a trilogy of movies.
Well, it makes sense because...
No, the first one made a boatload of money.
That was literally... It broke records because it was the highest grossing R-rated movie ever.
Right. When the first Hangover came out, everybody went to watch that. And no one thought...
Where's
that
the Bridesmaids Part 3?
Didn't make as much money. Hush.
Yeah. But what else are we looking forward to, guys? Anything really?
Star Trek!
Oh yeah, of course, Star Trek.
Right. It's the next movie with IMAX shooting.
Right, so it is Iron Man this week.
Alright.
Great Gatsby the following week.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Then
I want to watch that.
I think there is a lull, and then there is...
Star Trek,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think for me, there's three big
things. When does Superman come out?
June,
okay. That's late.
That's next month.
That's late.
No.
I can't watch it now.
No, there... Oh, well, then yes. yes.
So to have it right, Iron Man comes out the first week in May. Second week is Great Gatsby. Mm-hmm. Third week
Iron
is
Man
Star Trek.
Oh, third week is Star Trek. Yay!
And then the fourth week is Fast and the Furious 6 as well as Hangover 3.
Shit.
Okay. So May is stacked.
May is awesome. Fast 6. I'm about to make some serious
Fast 6
money.
And what coming out together?
And Hangover 3 coming out together, as well as Epic.
Hangover, I'm very sorry.
Yeah, that's not the first movie I'm watching, unfortunately.
I don't know if you've heard. They're jumping cars through planes in this other movie.
Can we just give it a 4 from now? Because
Douglas,
I mean,
I've already given the trailer a 4. I don't know what they're going to put in the movie that's going to distract me long enough to not be amazed by them jumping cars through planes. But I think the worst score it could get from me is a 3.99, which we don't give.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a 4. I'd have given the last one a 4. And it is dumb.
Oh, yes. Oh,
dumb
yes.
As shit. And this one, they're not even pretending. They're just going, what is the dumbest shit we can do in
cars?
We
are raising people from the dead. Right. We are throwing cars out of planes. We are throwing cars under tanks.
What if we didn't have to tell a story?
And of course, they're already going to film Fast 7.
Of course.
Like, I remember I was reading an article, and I think this kind of tells into what's happening, is that The Rock is going like, oh, shit, man, I don't think I can make the schedule to actually be in the filming of 7.
They'll just bring him back for 8. It doesn't matter.
No, you think they'll have an 8?
What they should do is start naming Fast and the Furious movies like football games. Just Fast 2014. Fast 2015. Alright, just stop pretending. We're putting out one a year. They're going to just have them running concurrently, filming and releasing. Yeah, every year we just put out one, like Call of Duty.
And they're allowed to jump through time so that they can
They're not telling a story at this point,
want.
So it don't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, what can we do with cars that hasn't been done yet? We can fly them onto the moon, and then we'll fly them even further. They'll jump through time and space, have them transform, all sorts of shit.
Fast and the Furious 25.
Exactly.
Subtitle Armageddon. subtitle Yes, they do race through the hole that Bruce Willis drilled in the meteor.
Right, just have them driving through other
movies. It's where Vin Diesel meets. It's where Vin Diesel meets Smokey and the Bandit.
Vin Diesel will meet Vin Diesel from the future in the pitch black universe, and they will fight.
And in the back of the car will be Neil Patrick Harris. Right. Harmonizing with Neil Patrick Harris.
Right.
Yes.
And Neo from The Matrix fighting something off in the distance. That is.
Okay.
They don't have to tell stories.
Is there going to be a movie this summer that will make more money than Iron Man 3? Because that's pretty much the front.
I don't think so.
I think the only movie that has any legitimate shot is Superman. And that's because
Thor might have a shot.
No,
Thor might.
They've been selling Superman
Thor
tickets.
Thor is November.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Star Trek might actually.
No. They've been selling Superman tickets 2 months in advance of Superman coming out. And that is the only other movie that they did that with is Iron Man. And they have Superman trailers running during the playoffs.
Mm.
And the playoffs is now. So,
yeah.
They apparently... going to put an ungodly amount of marketing behind Superman, which makes sense because if the movie is anything like those trailers. But that's the only one, and it won't do it worldwide because Iron Man is getting like a Chinese cut of the movie that is being put out and all sorts of shit. So in terms of worldwide,
where the Mandarin wins,
in terms where China buys off two of them. Like, stop fighting.
Every time you see Iron Man fly, you see like
the Chinese
China just pasted on his suit.
Right.
China, the greatest free economy of the world.
Yeah, I think we're inching closer and closer to this being racist.
Yeah. So something tells me that we've actually kind of run the course of all of the movies that we want to talk about
here.
Right,
the really, really big ones, and the ones that, like, it's going to be Iron Man that probably wins the summer, and then we'll have Superman and Star Trek behind it, if there is a god in the world. and Fast 6 will be, like, 4th or 5th, because Fast and Furious is going to make a lot of money, but I'm not sure just how much money. That is my hope. My fear is Fast 6 is going to make a ungodly amount of money.
That's my hope, actually.
Yes. Oh, no, I wonder why.
Yeah, I've got a couple of movies that
I'm also afraid that Lone Ranger is going to make so much money that they're going to keep making them.
Yeah, it will.
And I don't want to see any more of them. Kick-Ass, please be good. And then 300 is the wild card, because as I said earlier, I love 300. They're going to make part 2 of 300. I'm going to be there day one, but nobody that had anything to do with the first one is on the second one. He's busy making Superman. The Superman trailers do look phenomenal, though. That third
trailer, they do.
is a work
of art. I really think White House Down is going to make boatloads of money.
Roland Emmerich knows what he's doing. He's a master of summer. Nothing he puts out doesn't make a boatload of money. Even that shitty Day After Tomorrow movie made a boatload of money. And in that one, cold air was killing people, which is ridiculous. So, yeah. I hope The Heat makes no money. I hope it is a gigantic...
You're just
gigantic a... Which one is The Heat again?
You're
the
just
Heat
a mean person.
Sandra oh, yeah, Bullock. Sandra Bullock. Thank you.
I hope...
That's how much I don't want to watch this yes. movie, is that you've had to remind me twice.
Twice yes. now we've told you what the movie is. And twice now you've forgotten what on earth we're talking about.
But Douglas forgets what movie he's talking about yes. while he's talking about it. So it's not that hard for him to forget what The Heat is.
I've been... For the Fantasy League, I've been keeping a track of domestic and worldwide stats. But that is before summer. Right now, it is manageable numbers that give a more true reflection of what people actually think about the movies. But as soon as summer arrives, there's going to be some movie. Iron Man 3 is that some movie that will make a trillion dollars.
Cha-ching.
And will render all other metrics for generating this useless. Which Douglas
you know,
needs.
Me and Damien,
because
me
none
and
of his movies have made any money.
that our movies have made some form of money and making fun of Douglas mm-hmm. and none of his movies has come out.
Yeah.
And that the host failed to make a dollar. It's all going to be over
as
when Iron Man 3
Iron Man
and
drops.
The Hangover 3 come out.
Well, you have the Hangover,
and
right?
Fast
or do I have the Hangover?
No, you have those three.
I have the Hangover?
You have those
fast
three.
Hangover and...
and Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I went for Iron Man quick. I was
because
like, that's my movie.
Andrew picked first. And what was your first pick again?
Like Star
Mr.
Trek,
Rump?
No? Wasn't it Star Trek?
Yep.
Yeah.
Star Trek.
Fucker.
Because he's an idiot.
Star Trek will make a lot of money, though. It's not going to make Iron Man money, but it'll make a lot of money.
It's the only film this summer which has footage shot in IMAX.
So, next year is Nolan, How to Train Your Dragon 2. And Noah? Is that movie still coming out?
Noah? What's Noah?
Yeah, that's the next Aronofsky film.
Aronofsky.
Mm.
Hasn't it started filming yet?
Yeah, okay. It got delayed because of all of the rain in New York earlier this year. All of the weather.
And according
but
to
I'd assume that they must have finished shooting by
Lars
now.
Lars von Trier's next movie is next year. Want to watch it.
Yeah, you can put that on your Fantasy League
but
next year.
This year, at least someone might rectify what this nonsense that that has been happening since the start of the year. The next 4 months should be able to make up for the fact that the first 4 months have been detestable. I just don't understand how far you have that wide window. You have 4 solid months where people will go watch things and it's just been garbage. Not even one movie to stand out that you can look at and say, at least this was good. Just trash. Is this how it's going to be every year? Can we just ignore everything until summer comes up?
Pretty much, I think.
Don't we say this every year?
Yeah, but this
like,
year
I mean, there's the odd there's maybe one or two movies sometimes which hit us, which kind of... And those are usually movies which are delayed. So, for example, I think the film this year, which you would count as a 2013 film, is Zero Dark Thirty, which came out in January, which you're like, oh my goodness. But those are movies which kind of get pushed back, right, into 2013.
Oh, God. It's been real bad. But this has been our summer preview. If we ignore facts and figures, I think the best movie for the summer will be Superman. Followed closely by Star Trek.
Where is Iron Man in that list?
I don't think Iron Man is going to be one of the best movies for this summer.
No.
Not in the top three, I doubt it very much.
I think if we're talking about best of the best straight up movie mm-hmm. out of the wide releases, it's between Superman and Great Gatsby.
Right. I think Great Gatsby is going
Great
to be
Great Gatsby.
If they make it properly, which I think they have, Great Gatsby is going to be.
But that's tremendous. You're talking about proper
and
movies.
That's in 3D,
no, I'm talking
guys.
About quality. I'm ignoring figures and home and numbers and fantasy nonsense.
Listen here, I'm giving Iron Man a 4.
I'm not saying that you're not supposed to give other movies 4s, you simpleton. I'm talking about the best movies. I'm going to give Fast 6 a 4.
Damien, stop. Douglas is just counting the money in his mind. Yes, yes, I am. Right now.
Right, no, it's like, ooh, I just feel it rolling in.
$19 billion? Holy shit.
Remember, Douglas, you don't get the Chinese box office.
This is going to be the first movie to do domestic $1 billion in the first weekend. And just letting you know.
Worldwide, it will be the thing that knocks off Avatar and Avengers. It will out Avengers.
I just like to let you guys know that Joss Whedon's response to watching this movie was, fuck, what am I going to do with the second Avengers that can top this? That was literally his response.
So all right, quick question. Yes. You didn't really want to talk about limited releases, but just to name one film out of that list, what are you most interested to see out of the limited releases that are for the summer? Pietro?
Yeah, I finally sat down and watched a trailer for that, despite you telling us to watch it 900 million times.
Yeah.
And I sat down and watched it and went, maybe Andrew's right.
I know, right? I don't count that, though, because of... Well, it's kind of out all over the place already.
Some dirtbag has seen it already.
But I guess right now, it's for me, it's and it's probably just because it's the last thing I've seen. But I'm really jonesing for The East.
Yeah, no, The East.
Yeah.
Well, and our unbelievable bias to...
Well, of course. But I know that, though. And honestly, a lot of our desires for this summer, especially even in the wide releases, have to do with bias. I mean, for me, Iron Man is Downey Jr.
That is all movies.
And Star Trek and all of these things are just that
sort of bias. When they said that they were giving Superman to Zack Snyder, that is the first time I said, all right, I'm going to watch this. And then when I heard that Chris Nolan was shepherding the movie, I went, you guys have just given me everything that I need.
Dude, Chris Nolan is about to own summer.
Yeah.
Even when he's not directing, he owns it.
Trust me.
Yo. Alright.
So, just to name it, the number one movie out of limited releases that I just can't wait to see, and it's because I'm still kicking myself that I didn't see it last year, is Sarah Polley's Stories We Tell documentary. Because I don't think I've heard anyone who's seen that movie not like it.
But documentaries, do people, like, do you know how bad a documentary has to be for people to go, you know, this documentary is garbage?
Yeah,
how many
really,
terrible
really,
documentaries have
it
you
really
seen?
Has to be.
There are a lot. there are a lot of documentaries, and it doesn't come out with people going, that movie is horrendous. Don't talk
podcast.
About it ever.
I am Damien, and I, Damien, am about to stab Douglas in the neck. Right? Is that right, Douglas?